entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Goin' Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class, priority express, and media mail, Goin' Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Goin' Postal, delivering the best of America. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Brian Cash Claus here with my friend Adam. How are you?
I can't hear.
You can't hear?
I can't hear.
Let's see why that is. How about now? Too loud?
No, I can hear fine.
There you go. So anyhow, we have gift cards. You know how I know, Bobby, you know how I know when the p- places packed?
Because it's Christmas time?
Yeah, like right now,
right?
You can't even get a parking space out there, huh?
No, that's right.
It's amazing. How many gift cards did you get, Tammy, by the way?
For
six. Six. And how much are they each one?
25.
Okay, so that's $150 mm-hmm. in gift cards?
Well, that's a great gift.
That's a great gift. And where is that to?
That Jack's in Palm Harbor, who also did the food for us today.
Which is a great thing to do.
Which is very good.
Right, well, yeah, awesome. Actually.
I can attest to that.
Or do you think maybe we should have spent it with Longhorn Steakhouse? What do you think about that?
Longhorn is good.
Yeah, why don't we just get six from someone that's not a customer of ours and spend the money there?
But when you have the best, why not stick with the best, right?
Why not use, that's our philosophy, right? We're going to spend money where people don't do business with us.
Well, they'll do business with
us. I know. Would that make any sense, that someone that operated that way?
I don't know. I know that their sandwiches are fantastic.
Right, because to me, like the best food, and I said this the last time, I got was from Fat Jack's, by far. Did you put it up on the thing so people can see it?
No, not yet, because we just started the show.
Okay.
But he makes, I think, the best Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it was
Florida.
Really, really, really good. I just tried a little bit of it.
It's unbelievable.
I can't even talk because I'm enjoying it.
Like, so before the show starts, isn't there a camera on that you can see the food and stuff? So while
right
the
now on you, yes.
But I'm saying, say at 5:01.
Yes, and there will be during the traffic, right?
And the camera never turns off.
Never.
So then you could put them on if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to know, because I was just thinking the word can't. I just wanted to know if there was the word can't in there. Can't be done. So it can be done.
I usually start it with the first spot. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
The first spot of our show.
But is the camera on, like, at 5:01?
No, at 5:07.
5:07?
5:07.
That's good to know, right? Mm-hmm. So at 5:07, we can start putting the food product up there. It's unbelievable. That's good to know.
So what's going on for your holidays, Mr. Cash?
I don't know. I got a lot of stuff going on. Do you want to play a music song?
Oh, we have Matthew on the line right now.
Are you kidding me? Hey, Matthew, how's it going?
Hey,
good.
How you doing?
Good. Good, good.
So what do you got what you got going on, my friend?
Yeah, so are you guys familiar with Kava and Kratom at all?
No.
So Kava, it's kind of been around in the state for probably roughly 15 years, but it's been culturally drunken over in Thailand and Fiji for thousands of years. It's like a natural muscle relaxer. You might see it driving around town, Kava Bar. Or
it's a Kava Bar.
Yep, that's the name of our business, but there's Kava Bar. It's like a new industry that's popping up, similar to when coffee shops started, like back in the 70s.
Okay, and that's at 28778 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
He's right by Cincinnati Chili.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Right next door.
We go there every week.
Oh,
did you ever use the coupon in the book for the free Coney dog?
Yeah, we did. Yep, we're good friends with them too. All of our customers kind of go in between there.
Yeah, so would it be? Yeah, would people. I would like to have your permission. Are you the owner?
So I manage the Clearwater location in Tampa, but it's two sisters that own the company, and we have 14 other locations scattered about Florida. Yeah,
that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us about your product.
Yeah, so Kava, it's a root originating from Fiji. It's like a little 6-foot shrub. They take the root, they grind it into powder, and then they soak it in water. And it's very cultural, very ceremonial over in Fiji.
In Fiji?
And the Polynesian Islands, yep. But what it does is it naturally relaxes the muscles in your body. It reduces stress. It helps with sleep if you have a hard time winding down at the end of the day.
Okay.
And then it also helps if you're trying to find kind of something to take off the edge, similar to alcohol, but without any of the damaging effects.
So it has a medicinal property. And do you drink this? Is it Mixed with anything else? Is it in coffee, or is it how is it presented?
So traditionally, it's served in like a coconut shell.
Okay.
And kind of everyone does a little shot together, just to toast for good health. But we also have mixtures with cold brew coffee. We have mixtures with like cookie dough flavoring. We have it on tap, carbonated. So it's very refreshing. So there's different ways to have it, but traditionally it's served in a coconut shell.
So it has a lot of So it's also does it taste good? Is it delicious? Would you say it is?
So we call it getting muddy because by itself it is a little earthy, a little bitter.
Almost an acquired taste, but it has so many wonderful properties that
So you gotta get used to it.
I definitely would like to try this. And so how many locations are there?
So we have 14 locations.
Wow.
But in St. Pete, it's the kava bar capital of the world. There's about 50 different kava bars scattered throughout St. Pete.
Okay.
But we have, our business, we have two locations, one in Clearwater, one in Tampa.
Okay.
And then the rest of them are down in Fort Myers, Key West, and we also have one in Texas now, too.
And what are your hours?
We are open from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m.
8 a.m. to 2 a.m. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
So how long has this been going on, the gaining popularity? Is this in the last 10 years, 5 years?
So it started in West Palm down in South Florida. Two guys went over to the island. They actually got the blessing from the natives over in Fiji to bring it to the state.
Okay.
And it started off in West Palm, and then one of the owners came over to St. Pete and started a kava bar, and it kind of popped from there. But I'd say totaled about 15 to 20 years in the state, so brand new. But it's been the market cap is about $2 billion for kava.
Wow.
And it's supposed to double in the next like 7 to 10 years. So
if I came to the one of the shops, what would you suggest I had start off with? Would it be with a coffee or?
So we welcome you in with a free shot. We call it a shell, kava shell.
Okay.
And that just kind of takes the edge off, kind of subtly relaxes you. It doesn't intoxicate you to where you can't function or drive.
Okay.
And then we also have kratom, which is a tea leaf, kind of euphoric tea. So it just kind of depends on how you want to feel for the day.
So
we have relaxing tea. Yep.
Okay. So is it like a coffee shop inside, or what is it?
It is.
Yep. So
it's
very comfortable, inviting place.
It's beautiful inside. There's all kinds of places to sit. There's couches. It's comfortable. It is humongous.
Oh, it's humongous, huh?
Yes, there's a bar. I mean, there's just all these cozy places where you can go and sit and relax, and it's gorgeous.
Well, I definitely want to try that.
It reminds me of Morocco. It's got big pillows. And
okay.
Very comfy.
A lot of atmosphere.
It's beautiful.
A lot of atmosphere.
Now, then also, too, is I was thinking for the magazine part, when we put the magazine out there, can we put it where you have the back cover facing up? Huh?
That's pretty important.
That's important. Would you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also, too, is I like to rip out the ads for the free chili dog, and with your permission, like just rip them out so they're there so people can see them, because if they see just the front cover, they might not know there's a free Coney dog. Oh, do you serve food? I don't want to go against you.
No, we don't. We have snacks and whatnot, but we try to work with everyone.
You like those guys at the Coney place, don't you?
Yeah, we're friends with everyone in that shop. Even the USC gym is amazing right next door.
Right, that's what you should do. That's your theory of how to run a business.
And we have a guest that just...
We have Carlos just sat down, real estate. Are you looking to purchase any real estate or finance anything?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you looking to purchase a house or refinance?
Not at the moment. We are looking for another commercial spot, though.
Really? Well, there you go. Can I give you a friend of mine, Carlos, right? He's a realtor, and with your permission, can he just give you his information?
Absolutely.
Or call you? Would that be with your permission?
Yeah, of course. That's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Why not? Right. And then how many locations total do you guys have?
Currently 14.
14.
And we have a few more.
That's
the way.
A lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's very popular, Matthew.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So you're on the market for commercial real estate right now.
Yeah, in the Tampa Bay or St. Pete area. Preferably South Tampa, but we're open to St. Pete area. So.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. See, there's a taker. So we're looking for 15, right? Number 15?
Yep, you know it.
It's amazing talking to people. Why? Can I ask you this question? And I say this, Adam, too, is like, why is it like when you talk to people that have 15 locations versus one, right? What is the difference in the mindset?
You know, I think for us personally, it's just spreading the product to as many people as possible because of the benefits. So we're really in it for the holistic feel and to, you know, create communities all across, you know, America that people can feel welcome, they can feel like they have a friend group that they can connect with. And of course we want to help promote healthier substitutes to alcohol, to pain medication and other substance abuse. So we're really in it to just create a healthier lifestyle for people.
So this really helps.
Well, I'm sorry, man. My interrupt.
It sounds like it's something that's really positive.
Right.
You know, that people can go to, and it's non-addictive. And it's going to help them. Like, my sister has terrible arthritis. Like, would this help her if she went and got the, you know, went to you and had some of this drink?
It is. Yep. So the red strain of kratom comes from Thailand. It's a tea leaf.
Okay.
And depending on when it grows, there's different properties. And the vein color changes as it grows. So in the beginning of the leaf life, there's a red vein.
Okay.
And when you harvest it, it has pain reducing effects. It helps nerve pain. It helps people, like we've had people get in car accidents, unfortunately, and they don't want to get the pain prescriptions from the hospitals or the doctors. So they have the red strain of kratom, and it helps them relieve the pain without the addictive properties.
Okay.
So it's a little bit healthier for the body, too.
So a much gentler way. An alternative to the pharmaceuticals that you don't want.
It is.
So, and it's natural.
Right.
And it's natural, yep.
And where are you looking to open up your 15th location? Like you said, St. Pete or Tampa?
We're kind of open to, like, the outside Tampa area. Like, South Tampa would be great.
Bradenton area?
Yeah, Bradenton would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'll start looking for you. But I'll give you a call, if I could, here by tomorrow, and maybe we can get together and meet and discuss what your needs are.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Tell us about Carlos.
Listen to what Carlos does, and then, you know, and then it's really neat what you do. I got to be honest. It's just like something, it's like you're helping people.
That's
it. Yeah, right? You know? Easy formula.
It's right up your alley. Yeah. You're helping people get off of narcotics.
Yeah.
You know, and then people that are pain addictive too, it can even add to, like, if you take a little pain pill and then take the drink, it could actually work together in combo.
Well,
is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wouldn't go that far.
Did I go too far with that one?
That one I would ask the doctor on.
Yeah. You're not a doctor, right?
No. Exactly, yeah.
But all these plants have so much, you know, they all have medicinal properties, and people have known that for years.
Yeah. What's the best phone number someone can get in contact with you?
So my direct line is...
let me get it. Hold on a second. Is it on your business card?
It is, yeah.
All right.
It's on the front, I believe.
All right, just tell it to us, the direct line for someone to get in touch with you.
Yep, it's 321-460-7771. And then my name is Matthew.
Patrick, you know, you have a spiritual number. Do you know why?
Oh, let me hear it.
Especially if you're a gambler, you know right away. What do you think the gambler knows that plays the slots?
That lucky seven, right?
You have 3 sevens, so that means you're a winner, Patrick.
There we go.
And then it's 321 blast off.
Right. Yeah. We're going places.
That's it. We're going.
This is turning into a numerology, right?
And then 460. What can we do with 460? Help us out, Carlos. 460. 46.
I'm kind of curious about the 321 area code because mine's 720.
Yeah, that's actually from Orlando. And I think there's a story behind that with NASA back in the day, to my knowledge.
Uh huh.
Wow. So 3-2-1 blast off. Right. See how I picked up on that? Nassau? You got to admit, I am smart.
Very smart, Brian.
Do you know the Patrick? You know the smartest person in the world you're ever going to talk to? Guess who? Do you know Patrick?
And there's Mark.
There's Mark and
our
Diana.
Buddy Mark.
Yes. So anyhow, and then I just got to come up with something for 460. 46-460. I can. I'm going blank.
You're pretty creative. I'm sure you'll come up with something.
460. 460. 460.
You know, are you into numerology? That's you are.
Yeah, of course. I try to use that to remember numbers.
All I know is the spirit numbers. They say if you keep seeing like 111 or, you know, 222 or 333 on your phone, you know, your alarm clock or something like that, that the spirits are trying to, your spirit guys are trying to connect with you.
It's so true. It's so true.
I've seen the animals one, too. If you see a random animal just pop up out of nowhere, give it a Google, it'll blow your mind.
Do you know when the tsunami hits, there was this old guy when the tsunami hit, and you know how he knew the tsunami was going to hit? There was two ways. The water recedes, right?
Uh-huh.
And then comes back with a force. But you know who picks up on it first?
Oh, I know.
You
the animals.
Know?
The they animals. Go crazy.
The animals go to Highland. You know, when you see people killed in a tsunami, it's not the animals. It's the
they have the awareness that we have lost.
Right. And then what happened is this old man was like, you know, perfect, like a 90-year-old man is screaming at everybody, run, run. And this, and then the kids thought it was funny because they were filming him, right? He said, go to high ground. Everybody wasn't listening to him.
That's right.
And then the tsunami hit. But they have that because they put it on Facebook.
Well, that earthquake they just had out in California, they were worried that could be in a tsunami, but I guess there wasn't.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
So anyhow, in closing, what would you like to say about your 14th location?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, and we look forward to anyone listening out there. Come by, check us out. We have nightly events, too, open mic nights. We have trivia, bingo nights. So if you're just looking for a place to connect with people and meet like-minded people and just kind of relax and take the edge off without going to a traditional bar, we got you covered there. So we look forward to seeing you.
It's a happening. Yep. It's someplace you want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful atmosphere.
It is. Yeah.
And you don't see people fighting at these type of places like bars where people get drunk and rowdy.
No, you don't want. If you don't
this
want
that,
this
is peace.
Yes.
I can see this would be. I'm just being real, but I can see this where this would be college kids, educated people.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you having more of an educated crowd? Would you say?
Yeah. Down in Tampa, just because it's located in downtown Tampa, we have a young professionals crowd towards the beginning, and then we have, you know, lawyers, doctors, salesmen come in the afternoon, and then Clearwater is a whole. We get everyone over in Clearwater. A lot of hardworking people over there.
Right.
And so it's a great community.
You're a great guy, Matthew.
Appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate you guys too.
Yes, and then what I'm going to do is this is I really you represent well, and what I'm going to do is have Carlos get in touch with you tomorrow, and maybe we can find you a commercial piece of property.
That'd be great.
His name is Carlos.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout.
Thanks, Matthew. I'll talk with you tomorrow for sure.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Wasn't that kind of cool what he does?
That's great, yeah.
Do you guys want to play a Christmas song? Pick a Christmas song.
I have it.
Oh, you already have it picked?
I have a Tom Petty Christmas song, but...
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, well, no complaints.
Let's go with the Tom Petty Christmas song.
Off to traffic, then. Here we go.
Is that amazing?
Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. And a good afternoon, Tampa Bay, 531 here on the BCC Coupon Book Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather for this afternoon. Pinellas looking a little rough, probably because of our scattered showers that we got through this afternoon. Most of that consolidated around Clearwater on US 19, going on up into some serious congestion in Dunedin around or Palm Harbor north of Tampa Road in both directions there. So no incidents reported, but it does seem like there's got to be something slowing down. We got a couple incidents here southbound on the Veterans Expressway, one just before Gun Highway, and one northbound before Gun Highway as well. That's on the Hillsborough side. They're going on up into Pasco, State Road 54, some serious congestion just before I-75 going on to the right around the Grove area, as well as west of Chapel Boulevard. Taking a look at your weather, we've got these scattered showers that'll be going on through tonight and into the morning, and then should be clearing up for a high of 67 tomorrow. Current temperatures in Zephyr Hill, 64 degrees, in Dade City, 62 degrees, and in downtown Clearwater, 63 degrees. More of the Brian Cash Claus Show coming up right after these messages.
Going Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class priority express, and media mail, Going Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Going Postal, delivering the best of America.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic.
All right. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you so much for
Merry
being
Christmas.
Here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about Red Rooster Antiques.
Oh, okay. Well, we've been there. This is 2-year anniversary. We've been, we just, you know, got our space, and we've been there for 2 years. And Red Rooster Antiques, we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
And we're open 7 days a week. And we just love what we're doing. We're right on 19 across from Home Depot, next to Dan's Fans. And
yep, right near Curlew. Like, you're between Curlew and
just before you get to Curlew. We're
right
on the right side if you're heading north. And we have selection. We have every type of antique you can imagine.
That is so true. I was actually just in the store the other day. What you also have is a ton of jewelry.
We have a lot of nice jewelry.
You really do. You have a lot of vintage pieces, things that people may not be able to find other places. You have some very beautiful cameos.
We do. We have a lot of nice things. And our prices are reasonable for what the stuff
absolutely.
Is.
Oh, absolutely. Very reasonable.
Yeah, and we'll definitely work with people. So, but we have so much stuff for Christmas, and it's, we just decorated the whole place. But what's really great is we have a player piano. It's like a hurdy-gurdy, basically. And it's 25 cents. We'll play it for you. If you don't have 25 cents, we'll play it for you. But we have rolls. We have six different rolls, and we have a holiday one.
Oh, how cool.
So the kids come in, and they just, you know, I give them a quarter, and they go up, and then, you know, some Christmas, you know, jingle bells come on. And they've never seen anything like this. Their mouths open up, and they're just
so
dumbfounded
awesome.
By that. So that's great. So there's a nice atmosphere there.
Very, very cool.
And
I love
we're
I love
doing,
your story.
Well, thank you.
So many beautiful things in there.
And we like people, too. And this, until January, right now, the holiday, we're doing a 20% off sale. So if you come in and say you heard Adam on Tantalk Radio on the Brian Cash Show, we will give you 20% off your purchase.
All right.
Until January the 1st.
20% off, guys. Got to go check out Red Rooster
Antiques. So come in.
Yes, US 19, right before, in between Curlew and 580.
Yeah, you can
right
see
right across
it.
From Home Depot.
Yep, that's right.
Right next to Dan's Fans.
Yeah, they've been there. That's. Do you know that's the original one? I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
That is the original one.
Them,
yeah, they do. They have it all over Florida.
I never realized how many locations he has until I started, when I'm passing out the books, I see him in St. Pete, all over.
Well, it's great
everywhere.
Because people go in there and they see, oh, there's an antique shop, and there's not, you know, there's not a lot of antique shops around, and so they're really gung-ho, and they come in, they say, this is
right.
great.
Right. Yeah, you have some so beautiful lamps. I mean, you just have
yeah,
so
we got a lot of lamps.
Stuff.
We just got into this beautiful estate, and we have a lot of, like, turn-of-the-century lamps and leaded glass and stained glass. So we have a lot of nice things for people's home. And because people are moving, like you know this, where the real estate, people move here, and they, you know, they need that special piece. For their house, for their home, for their condo, that nobody else has. And we have things that no one else has.
Yes, I just got some beautiful chairs from you for my dining
table. Yes, you did.
Yes.
And they're comfortable.
They really are, and they're very sturdy, and they're very well made, not like some of the things they make these days.
No.
And so, yes, we have Carlos in the house as well. And Carlos does real estate, but also what he can do is help you if you are struggling right now and you own a home and you're not sure how you may be able to continue making your house payments or you need some information. Carlos can help you. Tell us a little bit about what things you can offer.
Yeah, there's a lot of other avenues rather than losing someone's home if they're in financial trouble. There's federal and state homeowner assistance programs, and there's other alternatives to working with lenders. Deeds in lieu of foreclosure, short sale, and things that could possibly save your property. One other thing I'd like to point out is that interest rates have just recently gone down. They seem to be going down a little bit at a time, and that's making it more affordable for people to buy homes. And this area is in the top-rated areas that people want to move to. So if someone's actually thinking about making a move and they'd like to sell their home, I'd be happy to come in, speak with them, and give them the options and let them decide what's in their best interest. But please feel free to give me a call. My number is 720-212-7890. Again, my name is Carlos. I'm with Coldwell Banker Realty. My number is 720-212-7890.
That's right. Great. So you can help everybody buy a house, and Adam can help everybody furnish it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can work together. See, networking.
That's right.
But this is good, you know. And the thing about this real estate market here is that the properties are retaining their value.
They definitely are. They definitely are.
And probably will go up if you do buy in this area and you decide to make this your home. I mean, that is another aspect of it that you can think about.
Oh, yeah. And also, as far as like your home improvements, there are certain things that make your home more valuable.
Yeah.
Amazingly enough, with people working more from home, a lot more people moving down to this beautiful state. And one of the things that you can really do is fix up your backyard, reclaim it from the dog, and turn it into a oasis. And people love staying home in their backyard, put in a jacuzzi, put in a patio, sit out there, listen to music. You know, I came from Colorado. I never realized how many people actually have televisions outside in their backyard. But it seems that in Florida,
do they?
A lot of people watch TV outside.
Yes.
So what did I do? I put a TV up in my backyard last week. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, so what do you have it under, an awning or something?
Yeah, or you put it like under a little box, a little cabinet, mm-hmm. or you can put like a waterproof TV cover on it. Mm-hmm. And I set my backyard up pretty nice with a hot tub so I can sit in there and lounge in the water.
See, that's
nice
a cool idea.
I'm coming to visit you.
I like that. I like that better than putting it over your mantle. I don't like that so much. I was like, put a painting up or something.
One of my friends, she has the Super Bowl house because that is exactly what she has, is the TV outside. Oh, she's got a little tiki bar.
Yeah.
And that's cool. It is an oasis. Like, when you said that, I was like, that reminds me 1,000,000% of my friend's backyard, because I love going over there, because honestly, I really don't care about football. The Super Bowl I watch, but,
but relax,
I love
and talk
going
and
over there. It's just so beautiful. Like, she puts out the little lights, and it's just so nice.
But we know you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. We know that.
Actually, I like the Bucs. But I gotta be loyal. The Steelers is my team.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay.
When I was little, my dad used to take me to like all the Steeler games. They would get a bus, and we would go see all the home games.
Okay.
So it was something like special, you know, with my brothers and my family. So, yeah, I remember freezing to death several times, but it was fun.
So tell us about what you just went through with the toys. Was it?
Oh yes.
Tell us about that.
Our fundraiser, it went really, really well this year. I just want to thank every single person who gave and helped us complete this mission. We worked with two different charities this year. It was Operation Toy Soldier, which was actually really sponsored with our place. They always have the boxes at their locations. And then we also, one of my very dear friends, she's also my accountant, and she's a client as well.
Okay.
And she also has a church, but her name is Tina. She has Victorious Life Church, and she's started a little foundation years ago called Project Hope. And she does many different things. She reaches out to local people in Dunedin, in our area, and she just works with them, helps them, whatever they need. I mean, it could be a stroller for a struggling mother.
You know, that's the thing about this area. It's very affluent, but there's a lot of people that are not affluent and are hurting and need that extra help, especially the children right now.
Right. Yeah. So what we always do is we help her with the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we were able to split the money between both of the charities, and it turned out really, really well, and a lot of people got really blessed. We got some cool bikes.
That's great.
And we got scooters, and we got remote control cars, and lots of food.
We also donated.
Yeah. So
I just think that's the best thing, you know, and it really makes it puts you into the holiday. It makes you feel get into the holiday spirit when you're doing something like
that. It makes you feel really good. It was crazy, actually, when I was in line to check out and I had these bikes. I had two carts. I was struggling in the store, right? I was knocking things over. Anyways, there was a lady in front of me, and she had a whole bunch of stuff, and it's amazing. That's what she was doing. She was buying all that stuff to make things. She makes things, like little crafts for all the kids in her neighborhood, and she goes out to the community, to different churches and things like that, and puts together these little baskets for kids. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome.
I mean, that's really what the season's all about.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
you know,
for me anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's all about the kids and making them happy, and there's a lot of struggling families out there this year.
There is.
You know, I think more so than ever, we have a lot of people that are very much so struggling because of the inflation and everything that has gone on.
It's the lower middle class that are really getting the squeeze. So this is a big help for people.
Yeah.
And a lot of the was it a mother shelter for women that have been abused and that?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
See, Tina, she works on this, like, with several people, and so they get a lot of things that come in, and so she splits things. It doesn't just go to one location.
Okay, so there's
So one of the things that the toys and everything goes to, it's
women who have children
that are in a financially bad situation, that are pregnant or have small children. And I actually got to meet personally a few of the families.
That's
and
nice.
I started crying. It was emotional, you know. It makes you feel really good that you're able to put a smile on someone's face.
So how is this affecting you? So are you getting geared up for the holiday season now?
Honestly, I haven't done anything for myself yet because I've been so busy, but tomorrow I definitely
you better
have
come
to
and
prepare
see me.
For my family.
You better
yes.
come and see me.
That's for sure, because I was so busy. I mean, we actually had like 3 carloads of stuff that I had to deliver to everybody. So between trying to get all the books out of my car, put all the stuff in my car.
Yeah, you never stop. So so you have, like, let's see, how many days is it to go? It's what, the 20?
It's the 21st, 2nd today. It's the 22nd.
22nd.
So Christmas Eve is Saturday.
Saturday.
So tomorrow I actually have to go get all my situation taken care of.
So you got to shake a tail feather.
And I never wait this late, like ever, like ever. I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh, no, I've waited so late that, you know, they got, you know, batteries and,
right?
and bags of potato chips from the local convenience store.
Well, you know, see, I yell at my boyfriend every year for waiting to the last minute because I can't tell. I remember it was our 2nd Christmas, and he's at Walmart at, like, 5:45, and they close at 6 on Christmas Eve, like, trying to, I'm like, you better not even.
Well, I mean,
like,
even now they have places like that, but 20 years ago they didn't.
Yes, yes.
So you were dumb out of luck if it was Christmas Eve and you hadn't, you know, you were...
You know, I've noticed too, like, just because I've been in situations where, you know, you might go to visit somebody and they have kids or something and you want to take them
just
something.
Just little something, something open.
Thank God the, like... convenience stores have like little stuffed animals now and stuff like that, because they did not used to have stuff like that. Like, what, you're gonna get them a pack of gum?
Pack of gum, batteries, scotch tape.
There you
what?
Go, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's nothing says love like a packet of batteries.
Yes. Yeah. I remember one year Brian actually went, and he went, it was one of our clients, and she had just some trinkety things that she sold and stuff like that. He bought, I don't know, it was like $400 worth of stuff.
Okay.
Put them all in bags in his trunk, and every person he saw, he just gave a present to. Like, it didn't
that
matter.
That works.
Yes,
that,
except
I like
for
that
some of the kids were getting, like, ceramic stuff. And I'm like, Brian.
I don't want a bird bath. What is this?
You know, it's the thought that counts. I was
it
like,
is.
Next
it
time,
is.
You got to split them, like, kid side and adult side.
Well, if you want it, but if you're looking for a holiday gift to give, you know, for the holidays, come by and see me at Red Rooster.
That's Red Rooster Antiques on US 19. And if anybody has any questions about either buying a home or possibly refinancing or even just getting some assistance or maybe turning your backyard into Oasis, gotta give Carlos a call. And what's your number again,
it's
Carlos?
720-212-7890. And if anyone is having a hard time making their mortgage payments, please don't wait till the last moment. Call me as soon as possible in the hopes that I can help you, whether it's a federal, state program, or refinancing, or selling your home, or whatever it may be. I'm here for you, okay? 720-212-7890.
That's so important, Carlos.
Yes.
Really is.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that you are out here helping us in our communities and that you have so many beautiful things to offer.
Yeah,
us.
And we're having that sale again, so remember
20%
that. 20% off until January the 1st. So
just
if you come in
and tell Adam or CJ that you heard it on the radio and
Tan
you get 20% off. Mm-hmm. And also, again, I just want to say thank you so much to Fat Jack's. They're located, it's a Fat Jack Sandwich Shop, and they're located over at 34720 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, actually in the same plaza as the Wing House is.
Okay.
And they provided all this delicious food for us today. Like, it's a serious smorgasbord out there. We have subs and Philly cheesesteaks and wings.
It's so good, because I'm going out to dinner tonight, and I was like, I can't refuse. So I had one.
Right?
It was great.
It really is good, right?
It's really good.
I really do believe they have one of the best chilies, the best cheesesteaks here in Florida.
It was really good.
Like, I can't say I've had a better one in Florida.
No, it was very good.
So you got to go check out Danny, and he's such a nice guy.
Okay.
He also always helps with any kind of donations when we're having any kind of fundraiser thing with anything with the kids.
And that's sometimes tough for a small business to do that. So that's a, you know, kudos to him.
Yes, he's a really good guy. So you got to go check out Fat Jack's, guys. It's so delicious, so good. If you like Cheese Whiz on your cheesesteak, they have that, which a lot of places don't around here.
No.
I like both. I like all the cheese. But you got to go check out Danny over at Fat Jack's and his mom, Tanya. She's so sweet. She's just a little angel. I love her so much. And all his employees are also amazing.
And
they're
what town
so
is
friendly.
This in?
It's right there in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
Right before you get to Alderman. So
okay.
It's between Nebraska and Alderman, right in the Wing House Plaza.
Okay. So
it's 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North, Palm Harbor. You can also give them a call. They do catering.
Yeah, that's great for the holidays, right?
Yeah. So if you guys are in a pinch, you have a bunch of people coming over, he can make you up a platter actually super
subs
quick.
And
it's
steaks.
Really good. I mean, it's really, and it's beautiful how he presents everything.
Yeah, it was nice present. It was
beautiful. Yeah, so you can give them a call at 727-408-5425. And I think we have a guest on the line.
Jill on
we have
line.
Jill from DVD.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. We're great. Merry Christmas. I'm going to let Brian talk to you.
Merry okay, just love to see Jill. The Pavarazzis are outside want to know where you're at.
Is that Brian?
Yes. You know, the parking lot is packed. Tammy's been giving away $25
great.
Gift certificates to anybody that showed up to the radio show for Fat Jack's.
Oh, my goodness. My
yes.
goodness.
So
good.
If you would have known that, would you have been here?
Oh, well, if I had known,
say yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I did not know, but it's good. I'm sure a lot of people are going to line up.
Yeah, but see how nice she is to do that? Fat
Jack.
Yeah,
very nice.
Just let her tell you the story real quick where the kid picked out the ad for Fat Jacks. Listen
all right,
to this.
So we have one of our clients who is just an awesome guy, and he brings his son sometimes to the show, who is, I believe he's 9, and he's actually amazing on the radio. Everybody always says, oh, when are you going to have him on again? His name is Tony, and he's very smart, and he always has a lot of questions. So he was on the air with Brian, and Brian said, oh, look through the book, and you pick an ad that you want to talk about one of our clients. So he goes through the book. He doesn't know any of our clients about anything, and he lands on a page. So we happen to have a caller, which was Tanya, the mother of the owner of Fat Jack's, on the line, and Brian was just about to say hello to her, and he says, so Tony, tell us what ad you want to talk about, and he says, Fat Jack's. So it was really crazy how we had her on the phone for the first time, and Tony picked her
ad. Kismet.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't
not
that crazy?
Knowing.
Yeah, and he had no idea that
I
Tony was on the phone.
I said who was on the phone yet.
Wow, what timing.
Right?
That's right.
So that's a cool little story.
Are you looking to get real estate?
Who?
Are you looking to buy any real estate?
Oh, me? No, not right at the moment. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's ask her questions about, this is my hat. Tell them the story of the watermelon.
Oh, yeah, when you first came, watermelon. You offered me a piece, so we broke watermelon together.
Oh my gosh, great. I remember when he was on his watermelon phase. He ate like a whole watermelon a day.
And that was over 10 years ago, right? And guess what? You're still doing business with me today from 10 years ago.
Absolutely. I guess it works.
And that was with Big D.
Big D.
Yeah, we pulled over and got watermelon, and I said, would you like a nice piece of ice cold watermelon? You said, absolutely, bring it in.
And it wasn't on a day like
and today we're still doing
business
together.
It was in the summer, so it was very refreshing, so it was really nice.
Awesome, and look how times change. The person that Brian had with him when he was living here, he was really struggling, but now he actually works in one of the top comedy clubs in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
MC, and he's doing really well.
That's good.
And this is a true story. He went from being homeless.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? And then we got him into a place, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the most successful in the biggest operation in Atlanta. And he's a DJ there and does comedy clubs. And he's making over $100,000 a year.
Oh, good for him.
From homeless.
Never give up.
Guy. And do you know that he originally called you from an ad you did somewhere else?
He did. That's right. D called Jill.
D. Do you remember the big guy?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And then now his life is so successful right now.
Yeah.
I remember him. Yes.
It's a rag to riches story. Right?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then we paid, well, I shouldn't say this because you shouldn't say when you do good, but didn't we pay for someone's ticket to come down to do a concert?
Yes.
That if we told them, don't say the name.
Who is now on TV on one of the top rated shows on Stars.
Right. And then he was so broke that he couldn't get an air.
He stayed with me for 4 months.
Right. This is another guy, right? That if I told you his name, you know who he is. And he's very famous.
Yes.
Right? We paid to have his ticket, and tell me if this is not true. To have him fly down here to do a concert.
That's true.
and then stayed with her for 4 months, right?
4 months, that's
right.
That's
and
a
now
lot.
Is on roommate. And now is on one of the top rated shows on TV.
That's great.
True.
Right. And he always says that to me, that you know your friends when you're down.
Good karma.
Yeah. Yeah,
very
so
nice.
That's a success
very
story.
Nice.
And yes, and that's how we met Jill in the whole first place.
That's what this one. So Jill, tell us what you do.
Oh, okay, good. I'll tell you what I do. We do several things. We convert old media. It could be audio or video. And we convert them. We can put them onto a DVD. We can put it onto a thumb drive. We also scan photos and slides. We make it into a slideshow. We can add music. We actually also work with musicians, and we do graphic design. Okay. And we can also do mass production or small jobs for CD replication for musicians. But the majority of our business these days have been a lot of families want the memories that they want to save.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
put it
that's awesome.
Because they don't have the old, you know, the old equipment to be able to view anything.
Right.
Or it goes bad, they want to be able to save it.
You can like transfer like the Super 8 camera, the old film, or the 16mm,
yes,
and put it on another format.
Yes,
we can do all that.
That's great.
Yeah,
so
the old V8, pretty much everything.
Right, and that's a great gift idea. Like if maybe your grandparents have an anniversary coming up, or your mom and dad, or a birthday, or anything, just to preserve those memories for the rest of forever.
And that's the thing, because we're in the age where, you know, you take everything on your phone,
right,
but then it's gone if something happens. This way,
right,
you can put it on a permanent, it's a permanent record.
Right, so Jill, if anybody does have any questions, or they would like to get something, you know, put onto another format, how can they contact you?
Yeah, here's our phone number. It's 727-799-3100, and we usually set appointments. And we also do a lot of audio stuff, so any vinyl records, any audio cassettes, reel-to-reel, any old things like that. But if anybody wants to, you know, get anything done, we can even try to get it done for Christmas, even though it's days away, but we can probably get, depending on the size, we can still try to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And our number again is 799-3100, and I'm Jill, and I would be working with you.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Great.
So anybody who wants a last-minute gift that is going to last a lifetime.
Great holiday gift.
Yes. Got to call Jill. And that's 799-3100. And she's just the most awesome lady. And you're so sweet, Jill. Yes. And thank
you
so much for being on today. We're almost running out of time, but we really appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And by the way, Brian, did you get a Christmas card for me?
He's actually in the other room right now, but I will check with him.
Okay. To that address, because I wasn't sure what your other address was, so I sent it to the radio station.
Oh, I see. Okay, honey. Okay. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Carlos.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Bobby. So
Merry Christmas.
We will be talking to y'all next week.
Yeah, or next year.
Well, actually, right
one
before
more.
Next
oh,
year.
Oh, one, yeah, that's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.